Hey, ladies, I hope you had a great week. I can't believe it's March already, the third month into 2025, and I'm still writing 2024. Anyways, today I want to talk about one of the most profound aspects of our faith, the authority given to us by the Holy Spirit. Throughout scripture, we're reminded of this incredible power that the Holy Spirit brings into our lives, from casting out evil spirits to healing the sick. The gifts given by the Spirit, they enable us to serve one another and spread the good news with confidence. Okay, let's get started. Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So how do you receive the power of the Holy Spirit? Peter says in Acts 2:38, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That is all. Repent. Believe that Jesus is Lord and Savior. Believe in his death and resurrection and get baptized. Jesus gives us authority with the power of the Holy Spirit when you accept him into your life. In Matthew 10:1, Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of disease and illness. And in Mark 16:17, Jesus says, these miraculous signs will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name, and they will speak in new languages. And in Luke 10:17, the disciples returned and reported to him, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name. His name is the only reason we're able to do this. His name holds power. And in Mark 3:11, whenever those possessed by evil spirits caught sight of him, the spirits would throw them to the ground in front of him, shrieking, you are the Son of God. Period. Point blank. That was very direct and clear without any room for interpretation. No further explanation is needed. He is the Son of God. And maybe you're wondering why you haven't unlocked this gift yet. The passage in Mark 9:16 to 29 explains why. One of the men in the crowd spoke up and said, teacher, I brought you my son so you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever the spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. Then he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirits, but they couldn't do it. Jesus said to them, you faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. So they brought the boy. But when the evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the child into a violent convulsion and he fell to the ground, writhing and foaming at the mouth. How long has this been happening? Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, since he was a little boy. The spirit often throws him into the fire or into water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can. What do you mean if I can? Jesus asks. Anything is possible if a person believes. The father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. When Jesus saw the crowd of onlookers was growing, he rebuked the evil spirit. Listen, you spirit that makes this boy unable to hear and speak, he said. I command you to come out of this child and never enter him again. Then the spirit screamed and threw the boy into another violent convulsion and left him. The boy appeared to be dead. A murmur ran through the crowd as people said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and helped him to his feet, and he stood up. Afterward, when Jesus was alone in the house with his disciples, they asked him, why couldn't we cast out that evil spirit? Jesus replied, this can be cast out only by prayer. The King James Version also says fasting. So before I get into that passage, let's just share the funny moment. Isn't it silly how that man asked Jesus, who is, of course, God, if he can heal his son? And Jesus replied, well, what do you mean if I can? That was hilarious. So many of us are like that. We need to stop questioning God's ability to do things for us. Obviously, he can. He has the power to do anything. When we pray, it's important to change our wording. Rather than asking God, can you please help me find my purpose? Or God, can you please heal my friend? We should say instead, God, help me find my purpose. Or God, heal my friend. Never use the word can. It kind of reminds me of my grade school teacher when I asked her if I can use the bathroom and she responded, I don't know, can you? And then corrected me with, next time use may I. Okay, so back to this passage. Here Jesus points out the unbelief and the need for prayer. So a lot of times we do believe in Jesus, but we struggle with doubt. And that's when we need to ask Jesus to help us overcome this unbelief. And don't beat yourself up if this is one of your struggles, because this is what Jesus is working on me with right now in this current moment. I'm working on putting to use all the gifts that he has bestowed upon me. So he makes it very clear what our gifts are. It's our doubt and our unbelief that hold us back. So as I wrap this discussion up today, I want to remind you of the incredible authority and power that he has given us through the Holy Spirit. Remember that the gifts and the authority given to us are not about us. They're tools that God has entrusted us with to fulfill his will here on earth. So we do not use it for our glory, but only for his glory. And as we go forth, let's be bold in our faith, confident that we are equipped and empowered by him. Don't hesitate to claim this authority and walk in the gifts. Together, we can make a big impact in the world around us. So thank you all for being here, and may you continue to be filled with the Holy Spirit's power as you live out your faith. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.